Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
We are speaking with Sheikh Abdullah, an analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Good morning, Sheikh.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
IHH opened two flagship hospitals in the first quarter of 2017, one in Hong Kong and the other in Turkey. How soon will these hospitals start adding to IHH's earnings?
Okay, so the two hospitals IHH opened in first quarter, Ajibadem Altunizade, and the other being Gleneagles Hong Kong. So both commence operations beginning the third week of March. The rule of thumb for IHH, based on the management's guidance, is that they expect their hospitals to be EBITDA break-even 9 to 12 months from kickoff.
Its core net profit for the first quarter of this year fell 15.3% year-on-year. What's the earnings outlook for IHH for 2017?
Okay, so the core net profits fell 15.3% year-on-year due to the onset of higher depreciation incurred upon the completion and commencement of the two new hospitals, as well as the higher pre-operating and startup costs. We are still expecting a growth year-on-year as operations from hospitals opened in the previous year start to reach critical mass. So, for example, Medini, Kota Kinabalu, Taksim. Also, there's going to be organic growth from existing operations, and we also expect the contributions from their recent acquisitions in Bulgaria to also add to the bottom line.
Now, IHH Managing Director and CEO Dr. Tan Sie Leng, now he has said that they intend to expand their presence further geographically and not necessarily specific hospital groups. They're already in 10 countries. Which new markets would be an interesting proposition for IHH?
I really can't comment on which countries they will expand to because that would not be based on facts. But however, from our observations from their recent activities in India and China, these two markets will serve as their focal point of growth in the near and midterm. So the growth prospects in these two countries are tremendous, and we believe IHH has a good footing in these markets.
Finally, your recommendation on IHH Healthcare, target price and the rationale for your call?
We have a hold call and a target price of 6 ringgit 24 cents. At current levels, I think the market has already priced in the stock's potential.
We have been speaking with Sheikh Abdullah, an analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.